Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcast, or the weekly NFL Predicting Podcast. This week, predicting week 12 of the 2024 NFL season. Now, the week started on Thursday with the Browns upsetting the Steelers in quite a surprise. Now, we're continuing with the Cowboys visiting the Commanders. Now, the Commanders are doing surprisingly well. The Cowboys are doing surprisingly poorly. Cooper Rush has found himself the starter, and he can't repeat what he did in 2022. And the Cowboys now have only 3 wins, despite having the highest paid player on their team, that's Dak Prescott. So, you know, it's been a really disappointing season, and Prescott's even gotten injured because of course he did. So now this guy's making $60 million a year. He's injured, and while he was doing well, he wasn't really doing it. Even though he wasn't injured, he wasn't doing great anyway. So, it's poor performance and injuries. And I think the Commanders are going to win for the first time in a very long time. It's going to be the Commanders, probably like 20-13. Also, Micah Parsons was injured for a good long portion of the year, but he's back starting now. Now, we've got the Vikings at the Bears. I mean, the Bears almost snapped their losing streak. They almost beat the Packers, but they didn't. The field goal was blocked. And, yeah, I just think the Vikings are the better team here, and they're going to walk away with a win, 21-14. Lions at Colts. Colts have had a pretty disappointing season with Anthony Richardson back. He did get benched for Joe Flacco, which is not very good. And they have a losing season now. And they're going up against some of the best teams in the league. That's the Detroit Lions. And so now that Anthony Richardson is starting again, they have a chance, but they really don't. Goff's going to throw like 3 touchdowns, and it's going to end up being like 24-13. Bucks versus Giants. I think it's pretty obvious. Daniel Jones, $40 million a year, released. The Giants have no one, really. The Bucks are the better team. They're struggling after what they did last year, but they're a better team here. 24-10. Patriots-Dolphins. The Patriots came off of, I think last week was a heartbreaking loss to the Rams. Now, it's the Dolphins who are having the same struggles they do every year. Tua is concussed, but he's back now for some reason. And and the Dolphins have found their way to 4-6, but the Patriots have done way worse. 3-8, and the Dolphins are going to win 28-13. Titans versus Texans. All these ones are just so easy. There's only one game this week with 2 teams with a winning record. And like, the records aren't even close. The Titans, we know, have not been doing very well at all. And it's like, this week is so nice and easy because it's just teams with a huge disparity. So the Texans are obviously going to win this. They're not doing as well as people might have thought, being 7-4, but they are doing pretty well. And it stands that they'll make it into the playoffs, but the Titans are just doing terribly, so I think definitely the Texans are going to win this one, 31-6. Chiefs versus Panthers. The Chiefs just came off with their first loss to the Bills. And the Panthers are the Panthers. So, quite obviously, the Chiefs are going to win this game by a quite wide margin, 34-9. So, Broncos versus Raiders. The Broncos came off of a pretty surprising win last week, where they beat the, where yeah, they blew out the Falcons. And Falcons are a pretty good team, but, and I guess it wasn't that big of a surprise, but the Broncos are like quietly doing quite well. The Raiders, on the other hand, suck. So the Broncos are going to win this game 28-9. 6-4 Cardinals, 5-5 Seahawks. I think the Cardinals have just been doing really well. Marvin Harrison Jr. was an amazing pick. So this is a complicated one. And I don't know. I think the Seahawks stand a chance, but I think the Cardinals, just the Marvin Harrison connection with Kyler Murray is just amazing. I remember, I think I only watched one of his games, but I hated that one because it was the Cardinals versus the Rams, and he kept scoring. Anyway, he's been doing incredibly well this year. He has almost 500 yards, 6 touchdowns, and an average of 15.1. If that guy gets more targets, he is going to annihilate, because he only has 33 receptions. So there's definitely a genetic component to this. I think the Cardinals are going to win this game, as much as I hate to say it as a Rams fan. And yeah, the Cardinals are going to win like 31-24 or something like that. Alright, 49ers 5-5 versus Packers 7-3. The 49ers have not been doing great. They're only 5-5 for a team that was supposed to be, you know, come back from the Super Bowl, be the best, blah, blah, blah. And not only that, like, you gotta start wondering, has Shanahan choked too much, and now the 49ers find themselves out of a Super Bowl window? Who knows if he can turn around next year. Brock Purdy's out. Nick Bosa is out. The best player on either side of the ball is out. Charvarius Ward is out. Trent Williams did not participate and is questionable. So, some tough injuries there. But the Packers don't have Jaire Alexander. I think that the Packers have a chance, because the 49ers have not been doing well this year. Brock Purdy is out. Nick Bosa is out. Charvarius Ward is out. Trent Williams is questionable. Those are big injuries. I now think the Packers have a chance to win this and set the wrong right again, 27-24. It's going to be the Packers. Eagles at Rams. I'm a Rams fan, and like every time we win, like, and have hope to like keep winning, they smack us with a really hard matchup. And so Rob Havenstein is doubtful. That's not helpful against a rush. And Devontae Smith is out, which will ease the pressure on our really terrible secondary. But the Eagles are going to win this game. It's not going to be particularly close. Like 30 to 20. And Matthew Stafford's going to throw two interceptions or something like that. I think he's got a couple years left, but the interceptions have to get better. All right, Monday Night Football, last game of the week. Ravens at Chargers. And, I mean, Chargers have been doing better than I even thought. Ravens, I thought, would be like the Chiefs, like almost undefeated. So, I think the Ravens are going to win this. I don't really see a chance for the Chargers here. Like, I think they'll fight, but, like, it'll be one of those games where it's, like, it's close, but, like, you always know who's going to win. So, I think the Ravens are going to win 28-24. And the teams on bye this week are the Jaguars and the Bills and the Bengals and one more. Jaguars, trying to come up with this for my head. Jaguars, Bills, Bengals, and Falcons. And now to look up if that's correct. Oh, okay, ESPN, let's see, week 12. Falcons, Bills, Bengals, Jaguars. Oh, and the Saints and the Jets. Wow, six byes this week. Okay. Anyway, that's all there is for this week. Hope you enjoyed. You'll hear more of me next episode.